DW.
We have to be really, really careful when we start thinking about planting trees, about what we're going to plant. You have to be thinking ahead 20, 40, 50, and for many species, 100 years ahead of time.
That's Paul Ledley. He's a professor of ecology at the University of Paris-Saclay. Paul explains that there is a lot of uncertainty when it comes to deciding what types of trees to plant. He says some forest managers are no longer thinking about planting trees for warmer, drier weather, but instead are opting for a diversity of approaches just to reduce risk going forward. I asked Paul how viable the plan to plant 1 trillion trees is, and what impact it would have on mitigating climate change.
Planting trees, in some cases, is a really good idea, and it is actually one of the cheapest ways that we can go about doing climate mitigation. What's really important to do, though, is always distinguish between what we call reforestation, and that's putting forests back where there were fairly recently forests, so that's restoration, and afforestation, which is the technical term for putting trees in places where there hasn't been forest in a long time. And the difficulty with this study is that it doesn't distinguish very well between reforestation and afforestation. Reforestation, if it's done with native trees, can be really great for biodiversity, and frequently it's really good for a lot of ecosystem services, but like reducing soil erosion and things like that. Afforestation, that is putting trees in places where there haven't been trees in a long time, can pose lots of problems, both in terms of biodiversity, in terms of ecosystem services, and in terms of cultural issues.
Can you give us some examples of what those might be?
I take one example that's a little bit close to home. So they put a huge amount of restoration potential in Ireland. Planting trees in pastures in Ireland is not restoration. That's planting trees where there are pastures. And there are all kinds of issues, cultural issues, ecosystem service issues with that. Another example, which is a much, much larger area, are the Miombo and Mopan forests that are south of the Congo forest in Africa, that are in Angola, Tanzania, Zimbabwe. And these are relatively open forests currently because of fire, because of large grazers like elephants and antelope, and also because people graze animals for food. And suggesting that we could just replant those to store carbon poses huge biodiversity problems and cultural problems that are not really, there's one sentence in that paper about biodiversity issues. It's just really not the level at which that those considerations need to be taken into account.
How should we be thinking of these in context of, you know, how concerned we should be with reforestation or afforestation as opposed to deforestation in places like the Amazon?
Well, those things really go together. So deforestation is the easy one. There's no good reason to deforest anymore anywhere, especially in tropical forests. That's just bad for biodiversity in every way you can imagine. And so deforestation is, except for some people who want to make money or need to make money, a living, there's really no good reason that we should be deforesting anymore. So halting deforestation almost completely of relatively natural forests should be a major objective.
For the average person in thinking about healthy forests and trees around the world, is there anything that they can do?
Sure. I think as a consumer, almost one of the easiest things you can do is to try and always buy products that indicate in some way or another, reliable way, that they've been produced from areas that are not leading to deforestation or come from renewable forest products. For example, if you buy coffee or cocoa and things like that, you can at least make an effort to try and make sure you get things that there's been some attempt to limit or avoid deforestation that are associated with those. The other thing that you can do is that there are some good carbon compensation efforts where when you buy a plane ticket or you do other kinds of things that are going to create a lot of greenhouse gas emissions, you can actually buy a carbon compensation. You have to be really careful about that, though, and look at what they're actually doing as carbon compensation if it involves replanting forests. DW.